From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Vice President Joe Biden tells Iraqis in Baghdad today that even though U.S. troops are leaving behind a combat role, they remain committed to Iraq in a support role.
Operation Iraqi Freedom is over, but American engagement with Iraq will continue with the mission that begins today. Operation New Dawn.
President Obama says the U.S. must focus on improving life for Americans at home and on the Afghanistan war to stabilize a country that under the Taliban harbored al-Qaeda as it launched the 9/11 attacks. The president also turns his attention to the Mideast, where Islamic militants claim responsibility for the West Bank shooting deaths of four Israelis. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the Obama administration is trying to manage expectations for talks today and tomorrow in Washington involving Israeli and Palestinian leaders.
When President Obama invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to Washington, the U.S. set the goal of reaching a peace deal in a year. But administration officials say the first step is simply to get the two men into a regular rhythm of meetings. It took 20 months for the U.S. to get the two sides to agree to direct talks. After meetings at the White House and a dinner that will also include the leaders of Egypt and Jordan, the Israeli and Palestinian negotiating teams will get down to work at the State Department. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities are telling all visitors on North Carolina's Hatteras Island to leave with hurricane watches in effect from Surf City, North Carolina to Paramore Island, Virginia. Hurricane Earl is tracking ever closer to the U.S. Phil Latzman reports from member station WLRN in Miami that Earl has weakened some, though it still poses a threat.
Earl has de-intensified to Category 3, but maximum sustained winds are down just slightly to 125 miles per hour, still making it a major storm. But it has followed its expected course, and according to National Hurricane Center forecaster John Cangelosi,
it's basically on track, to some extent, it is still concerning because this is going to bring it very near the coastline of North Carolina.
A hurricane watch means Earl poses a threat to the Mid-Atlantic within 48 hours, but eastern Massachusetts, including Boston and Cape Cod, are within Earl's reach as a possible Category 2 storm by Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Today, the former heads of two failed financial institutions go before a congressional panel that's looking into system-wide risks that prompted the financial meltdown and federal intervention. The Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission hears from the former heads of Lehman Brothers and Wachovia. Under financial overhaul law enacted this year, federal regulators could now shut down troubled institutions threatened with collapse. This is NPR News. Pakistan's prime minister says the floods ravaging the country are causing massive job losses, and he expects soaring inflation. NPR's Julie McCarthy brings us this report from the bank of the Swat River, where food security is one of many issues confronting thousands of displaced people.
On this side of the river, a population of some 800,000 people were cut off from the rest of Swat District. They're having to ferry goods across the river in dangerous inner tube boats. A taxi service has sprung up, but they lack the daily necessities of life. They lack medicine, clean water, food rations. And a land office business has grown up trying to deliver those goods across the river. But still, there's a massive shortage. Here, the orchards were destroyed, and the fruit is rotting in the fields. There isn't the means to transport it across the river. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Swat Valley.
Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski is now the third incumbent to lose a primary this year, joining Utah's Robert Bennett and Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter. Murkowski is conceding a whisker-close race to challenger Joe Miller a week after the vote.
I don't see a scenario where the primary will turn out in my favor.
Tea Party activists and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin back Miller. He says he'll campaign on transferring power and control over natural resources from the federal government to states. Miller is a Gulf War veteran and Ivy League educated lawyer. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.